Julius Caesar thought it was the perfect day to spend a morning with some senators and Brutus, his old friend. Calpurnia said, it's the Ides of March, so stay at home. But he said, I'm not worried, I'm the biggest man in Rome. And those were famous last words, famous last words. Reckless talk doesn't pay. Famous last words, famous last words. You've got to be careful what you say. Queen of France was shocked to hear of riots in the street. It seemed that many people didn't have enough to eat. She said, that is unfortunate, but let's not lose our heads. The peasants can just switch to cake if they've run out of bread. And those were famous last words, famous last words. Reckless talk doesn't pay. Famous last words, famous last words. You've got to be careful what you say. Napoleon had 100,000 men at his command. He thought that would be plenty for the battle he had planned. To beat the Duke of Wellington, any place will do. So how about this funny little town called Waterloo? And those were famous last words, famous last words. Reckless talk doesn't pay. Famous last words, famous last words. You've got to be careful what you say. Colonel Custer told his men, let's all go for a ride. We'll just take in the sights of the Montana countryside. The Little Bighorn Valley's at its best this time of year. The Indians are all peaceable, so there's no need to fear. And those were famous last words, famous last words. Reckless talk doesn't pay. Famous last words, famous last words. You've got to be careful what you say. Mr. Borden sent his daughter out to chop some wood. He thought a little exercise would do young Lizzie good. His wife said, are you nuts? She can't be trusted with an axe. He told her, it'll be all right, why can't you just relax? And those were famous last words, famous last words. Reckless talk doesn't pay. Famous last words, famous last words. You've got to be careful what you say and how you say it. You've got to be careful what you say.